Good morning. It's 7:06. It's 34 and cloudy in Murray. I'm Todd Hatton for WKMS News. Jerome Mansfield of Paducah will take over as McCracken County's Emergency Management Director. Mansfield is currently Emergency Management Director of USEC Operations at the Paducah Gaseous Diffusion Plant and a retired Army National Guard officer. Judge Executive Van Newberry.
The two that I've always been concerned about are, can you be the guy that, or person that can work in chaotic situations, stay calm, keep everybody directed in a proper manner, and at the same time, can you work with volunteers? That's a tough job. A lot of people can't do it. Hopefully this guy can.
Previous EMS Director Paul Carter resigned in October after allegedly getting into a physical altercation with a tow truck driver at the scene of a wreck. Mansfield starts on February 1st. State Representative Kenny Imes of Murray has pre-filed a bill to give a financial boost to Kentucky state parks. The bill would allow private companies like restaurants and hotels to lease and develop state property. The 5th District Republican wants to take existing law relating to the private development of Kentucky State Fair Board property and expand it to land owned by the Kentucky Department of Parks. Imes thinks there are economic prospects going underutilized.
While I'm doing it personally for Ken Lake, Kentucky Dam, and Barkley, you know, right there, with the LBL being the largest tourist attraction in Kentucky, this wouldn't be acute to us. It would also allow East Kentucky to do the same thing. And potentially, we could have another Gatlinburg, Tennessee, you know, sitting right there in our back door.
Imes says the Parks Department spends $13 million more than what they take in, and the income generated from potential property leases would provide enough revenue to lower the overage. Officials from the Kentucky Department of Parks say they're still reviewing the proposal and have not yet formed an official stance. The federal government has given final approval to an $8.5 million maintenance contract at land between the Lakes National Recreation Area. As John Nolt reports, the contract goes to a South Carolina-based company following an unsuccessful protest by local union workers.
The U.S. Forest Service awarded EnviroSmart the 5-year contract in August, which prompted the protest by local company Swift and Staley, which had held the contract for the last 3.5 years. They argued that EnviroSmart was not equipped to handle operations at the 170,000-acre park and that their bid was too low. Swift and Staley continues operations at LBL, with EnviroSmart set to take over after the first of the year. Current contracted employees will be given the first right of refusal for job openings with the new contractor at wage rates consistent with the Department of Labor Services Contract Act. That law requires contractors pay employees no less than the wage rates and fringe benefits found prevailing in the locality or the rates contained in a predecessor contractor's collective bargaining agreement. For WKMS News, I'm John Knoll.
Mayfield Mayor Teresa Cantrell is set to broker an interlocal agreement between the city and the Kentucky State Police to provide 911 dispatching services. The City Council recently gave unanimous consent for Cantrell to seek the partnership. Cantrell says changes are coming in the next 4 to 7 years for cities operating their own dispatch centers, requiring the shift to KSP.
Equipment having to update your dispatch center where you would be able to receive text messages and video messaging and all the higher technology that's out there, and it's going to be mandated for dispatch centers to have this. And it's estimated that for dispatch centers the size of Mayfield, it would be in excess of $1 million.
Cantrell also says the city has trouble keeping dispatchers on staff. She says the KSP is suited to take on Mayfield's 1,800 911 calls a month. Cantrell hopes for the changeover to occur by May or June. Mostly sunny and windy today, mostly clear tonight. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s with lows in the upper 20s. It's 35 in Fulton, 32 in Paris, Tennessee, and it's 30 in Metropolis, Illinois. Good morning at 7:10. I'm Todd Hatton for WKMS News.